Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Scott. That's Patty. John's around. We'll talk to Brad in a minute.
All here.
Our producer today is Dave Stewart. If we hear anything that goes wrong, give him a break because he's not a usual radio producer. He's a radio personality who I've worked with for quite some time.
He's doing a remarkable job.
Oh, thank you.
He's absolutely awesome, like the song says.
Everything is awesome.
Now, does the control room smell any different because we had it fogged again yesterday?
It doesn't have that smell. I appreciate that. It doesn't have that smell, but where I'm finding is like the smears on the elevator buttons and things, which is a good thing because they're spraying disinfectant in places
right.
where people touch.
Smears.
Smears
like
of that's cream
like,
cheese?
They don't like smears. No, that's a schmear.
Oh, schmear.
Yeah.
That's a different deal.
But a smear somehow sounds dirty. I don't know.
It does, but it's reassuring because you know it's the disinfectant
it's
that's on there.
It's a clean smear. Yeah. Okay.
You know who I really feel bad for, but I'm so proud of them, and I'm talking about the nurses and the doctors who are working so hard in hospitals all over New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and some of the stories that I'm reading are like horror stories about some of the conditions.
Yeah. I know that at Mount Sinai West, which is the hospital I spent 24 hours in the ER with my son just a few months ago, that place has been just under siege. And some of the nurses there, they say, are wearing trash bags as protective gear, and they just lost a nursing manager. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I think it's
Kyle's Kelly.
Kyle's, yeah. Okay.
And they say that he was like the guy who made it all run there. And it's a shame that one guy that they lost him to coronavirus.
Yeah, gorgeous young guy, 40 years old. His sister says he was completely healthy except for he did have a bad problem with asthma, which, of course, is the...
You don't want that. And this,
difficult.
The two of these together is a mess.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to talk to a doctor Saturday, I think, at Beth Israel Newark, where he's an anesthesiologist, and they're improvising to make sure all of the PPE, their personal protective gear, works. Mm-hmm. They're coming up with all these creative ideas, and they're expanding ICU units in the hospital somehow. So there's a lot of ingenuity going on, too.
Sure, there
is. Well, I get that Mount Sinai West, they've got a picture. They're on the front page of the Post today, wearing the garbage bags as the coronavirus supplies run dry.
Yeah, they're doing what they can.
they're wearing the trash bags, and they fashioned them. They look pretty cool, really. And they're holding up there, wearing the hefty, strong trash bags. That's the ones they're using. There's not much funny about that because they're also out of masks over there, and they're reusing the disposable ones. They're trying to get it straightened out.
Yeah.
But even more serious is that over at the Elmhurst Hospital in Queens.
Oh, my Lord. Isn't that unbelievable?
13 patients died in a 24-hour span this week.
Yeah.
And they just say it's at the center of the crisis, and right now they're trying to do something about it, but boy.
Didn't they have to bring in a refrigeration truck?
Yeah, they had to park outside.
The morgue was full.
Too full.
That's unacceptable. They just can't get it fast enough. They can't get enough help or enough equipment or the protective garb that they need.
They did say that they got to add, in the last 24 hours, 25 new staffers from other hospitals, as well as ventilators, because they just have a huge influx of people coming in. But they say they still need more assistance to
You see
going.
The line outside the ER?
Looking at it, yep.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They got a line going outside the ER.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you one thing who's pitching is that Elon Musk, you know, the guy from Tesla and SpaceX.
Yes.
Yeah.
He found out there was a an excess of ventilators in China. So he bought 1,255 of those and he's having them shipped over here.
Wow.
Can you imagine
that? How do they get them here? Everything's
I don't know.
Crazy. Yeah.
Now, you know, there's people like Kanye West who probably have their own ventilators at their home or in their basement or somewhere, you know?
Really? You think that's just something they keep on hand?
I don't know.
Michael Jackson had the hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, I bet you he had one. And especially if you know, with what's going on, I wouldn't be surprised. Now they're trying to, now they've also turned a lot of the automotive manufacturers, their plants into, they're doing things like they're building masks and all kinds of other things. Even some ventilators they're trying to do. I don't know how they switch over the lines like that, but they're ready to do it.
No idea. I'm so glad there are people smart enough to understand that.
Because we're not. There's no doubt.
So some of these power windows then.
Exactly.
I guess. 8:37, Brad Blanks is with us today. He's from Down Under, in case you don't know him. He's out of Australia, but he's pretty much moved his whole kit and caboodle here, everybody but his dad, living with him at his house in New York City, including his 10-year-old son, Harvey Blanks.
Who's a wonderful.
Morning, Brad.
Hey, Patty. How are you?
There we go.
Now, tell me a little bit. There seems to be some confusion as to what Harvey is reviewing today. For some reason, I thought he was reviewing Tiger King's, but obviously...
Which would be inappropriate.
Yeah, you know, I don't know much about it. I do know it's a hot series on Netflix, but I don't have time to stay up to date on all the hot series on, you know, the different digital cable channels and all that. So he's not reviewing Tiger King?
Well, he has a little bit of an opening. This is how it's gone down, Scott. We all sat down and we watched Onward the other night. You know,
right.
The movie got cut short because of the coronavirus, and they released it directly so you could purchase the film. It was fantastic. We all sat around and watched it. But the following night, I put on Tiger King, and Harvey sort of sat down next to me, and we started watching it. Yeah, and so he wanted to open your eyes a bit, Scott, and show you, also do a little bit of a half review on Tiger King at the beginning of this interview. Now, Tiger King, I'm watching it going, Scott, this is your type of documentary. You are going to love this. What do you think?
Well, tell me what it's about.
It's about this crazy man that breeds hundreds and hundreds of tigers.
Uh-huh.
He has an epic mullet. He shoots machine guns in his backyard. But it is also a true crime drama. I'm only one episode down. I have five more to go.
His name is Joe Exotic, and this is how he describes himself. I'm a gay, gun-carrying redneck with a mullet.
That's got Scott Shannon written all over it.
Exactly what I thought.
What are you talking about? A gay, gun-carrying guy with a mullet.
Redneck with a mullet. And the subtitle, it's Tiger King, and the subtitle is Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. So, yeah, that's not like 10-year-old friendly.
Where does he live?
West Palm, down in Florida.
No, he doesn't. You don't think Harvey's ready for a gay redneck with a gun
carrying
and a mullet? I think the mullet's the thing that bothers Brad the most.
Oh, good.
I'm very open-minded. And Onward, though, I better mention Onward is a beautiful Pixar movie starring Chris Pratt.
With a redneck and a mullet.
No.
Oh, that's a different.
You're conflating them.
All right, let me turn it over to Harvey Blanks. He's 10 years old, and he is our junior reporter on the
Hi, Scott.
Show.
Hi, Patty. Hi, guys. Today, I'm going to give you a one-and-a-half review, kind of. The half review is about Tiger King, this documentary series on Netflix. My dad really loves it, but I don't know if it's for me, though. There's a lot of inappropriate words, yeah, and this Tiger King figure does a lot of weird stuff. He has somewhere around 227 tigers just, like, in his backyard. It's, like, crazy. As far as I'm concerned, it's a bunch of nutcases running around with tigers. It's kind of scary, to be honest. Now on to the main review. My main review is on Onward. So I didn't get to see this in theaters because of coronavirus. I did manage to download it. This movie is about a kid that really wanted to see his dad because his dad passed away before he was born. It's all about him on his magical quest to try to bring back his dad for one day. Although I got emotional and sad a little bit, it was still a hilarious movie. So if you're on Corona lockdown, this is a great movie to watch. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. Stay safe, guys.
Oh, thank you, Harvey. That's sweet. A good job out of you.
Very good job.
How about that? Very thoughtful. He talked about getting emotional. He's in, he's inherited quite a few of his father's traits.
Yeah. Hopefully not watching Tiger King anymore, though.
You know, he didn't like that Tiger King. He thought it was crazy people running around doing crazy things. The gay redneck with guns and a mullet.
Yeah. Exactly.
Scott, you got to watch it. You and Trish, sit down that I have watched it. You'll love it.
She probably already knows about it. I don't get. She doesn't bring me into her vortex.
Her inner sanctum.
Her life, no.
Oh, man.
All right,
hey,
Brad.
Look, Scott, everyone is living in a vortex at the moment. You know, it's a bad time, to be part of. We all love our family, but we're all on top of each other. So.
Brad, I got an assignment for you.
Boy,
I need you to make a list of the 5 craziest things that have happened to you or that you have seen during the lockdown, okay?
All right, I will. I just tweeted you something from England, a little girl crying over her favorite fast food restaurant shut down.
Yeah, the kids don't quite. These little kids, like I told you, that kid from Ireland, 7 years old, they canceled his big the Potter party.
Mm-hmm. Harry Potter party, yeah.
He was all upset. So tomorrow at 8:30 for our Big Friday Big Show, Brad will review the 5 craziest things he's seen or done.
Not including Tiger King.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank
four,
you, Brad.
4 of my 5 have been in Patty's basement.
Here.
It's CBS FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.